listening to BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
You're listening to eBay Radio, where growing your business on eBay is our life. It's time to open phones. So give us a call right now at 888-RADIO-30. That's toll free, 888-723-4630. We love to talk. It's hard to stop us. Lines are open. Here is your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is sponsored by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. The voices in my head told me you call us at 888-RADIO-30. So call before my lithium kicks in, 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. And Rich and Geraldo have agreed to stick around and answer any questions you have about seller protection or eBay money-back guarantee. Right, guys?
Dean in Fort Smith, Arkansas, known on eBay as Muirfield Circle, has a question. What's your question or comment, Dean?
All right, my question is, as a buyer, I'm both a seller and a buyer, but in my case, a buyer. I win an auction on October the 24th, and it's November the 5th, which is 12 days. I don't know how much time I should allow before I get some information back from the seller that the item's actually going to ship. So that's 12 days. In other words, when do I kick in the buyer protection plan?
Geraldo, what do you suggest?
Hi, Dean. That's a good question. So if you look up the order details for that order, generally will give you an estimate of when you can expect the item to be delivered. And if you look at that, it's often a window, so somewhere between day one and day 10 or whatever it happens to be for that particular transaction. So if you look at that and the last day for delivery has passed, then I would encourage you to contact the seller through the site.
Right,
that'll initiate buyer protection.
And Dean, you can find the order details on the actual item page. If you go back to the item page for the item you won, up in the left-hand corner, it says order details. Click that link.
Yes, I'm very familiar with all that. But my question is basically, I know he's a new user. I don't want to slam dunk a new user.
Sure.
I know that he has zero transactions because his sign-on says zero transactions.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to be unfair, but on the other hand, you know, it looks like 12 days is a reasonable amount of time to receive an item. So I didn't know what's the ethical thing to do for a new user. He didn't sign on until October the 11th.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with contacting him. There's no consequence just contacting him and asking, hey, you know where the item is. I haven't received it yet. That won't result in any consequence on him.
Okay.
That's right.
If I kick in buyer protection, though, would that set up a whole scenario where he gets slam dunked, and I don't want to do that?
I think the best thing to do here, Dean, and I think it's wonderful that you're thinking about this from the new seller perspective as well, and making sure he's got a chance to do the right thing, he or she can do the right thing. One of the changes that we did make is when you opening up the claim, open claims don't count against the seller standard. And that's one of the other changes that we made earlier this year. So when you make that inquiry to the seller, it actually does open up that case, but that case doesn't count against the seller. So the best next thing to do is go ahead and open or just contact the seller and ask them where the where it is. It's very likely a case of, we do see new sellers come on the site. They oftentimes don't know what the process is, and sometimes you're a seller yourself, when you get started selling on eBay, navigating on what to do next takes a little bit of time. So it's fantastic that you're giving the person a chance here.
Yeah, well, as a seller, I've had really good luck. But as a buyer, this is my first encounter. And then when I read the email today that the radio program was going to be on, I just didn't know what was the ethical. How much time should I allow? And stressing the new, because it seems like, new people need to understand the process, too, before you really lock them down.
Griff, what would you do?
And I think from a time standpoint, Dean, here's the way I would look at it. Take a look at the estimated delivery time and that delivery window that Geraldo and Griff had mentioned. And if you're getting outside of that time, if that time has passed and it should have been delivered, shoot a note to that seller and ask him or her where that item is.
That sounds good, and I enjoy the program, and thank you very much.
Dean, thank you for calling. A great question.
So, Griff, what would you do?
What would I do?
Brand new seller.
Yeah. So I've had this happen in the past, and I always send an email saying, hey, just wanted to let you know that I hadn't received the item. I wanted to make you aware and perhaps maybe having a chance to sell. I always send a very non-accusatory kind of friendly mm-hmm. email. And, you know, I've never not had an item shipped, so I'm always okay there.
This is highlighting another, just a best practice to sellers in general, to make sure you're uploading that tracking information,
yeah.
right? And at the very least, I know some sellers don't always ship with tracking. There's some things, very low-value items, they fit in an envelope, but at least you can mark it as shipped. So the buyer knows when that item got shipped
exactly.
out. Really helpful to form that communication with that buyer and relieve that type of angst that that you heard Dean feeling just now.
This is a no-angst zone. Bob in Oakland, Florida, user ID, look what Bob found. What's your question or comment, Bob?
Okay, well, I was asked to call in about this. I'm calling about the item specifics. Now, sometimes I get an item that is new in the box, but the box has been damaged in some way, like a corner crimped or something like that. And what I do is I still mark it as new, but I go down and I put in the item specifics. I put in a separate one, you know, like I condition notes, where I will put the damage to the box, not to the item. And, you know, I've done that several times, and I'm just wondering, since I have it in item specifics, would I still be protected against a negative feedback or something like that because of that problem?
Yeah, and this is because if the item is new, you know the reason. And you mark it as new, you don't have a box. The box grays out. You can't enter text.
So in a number of, and this depends on the category you're selling in, but in a number of the categories where we have the new in box field, we also have what's called a new other field.
Oh.
And that's what that category is for.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I've never seen that.
So
but
he's probably not.
I start my own item specific.
Yeah,
and
so
put it in there. I put condition notes, it's in the item specifics.
What category are you selling in there, Bob?
Oh, I sell a lot of things, like a lot of the little Hallmark Christmas ornaments.
Yeah, but can you give us a?
I've sold a lot of things, you know, that happened. Collectibles, you know, things like that. Everything.
I think in most of those categories. And Geraldo, you correct me if I'm wrong. I think you're more familiar with these some of these details than I am. But in most of those categories, we do have the new other option. So look for that that option in those categories you're selling in. And I think that's going to be the safest. Here's what I worry about of the crimps in the boxes, you know, the kings in the boxes. And if that's the only option, that's probably the direction you need to go.
I put pictures of the box and everything.
That's fantastic. And that's where I was going to go. Put very clear pictures of the box and any of the damage to the box in the pictures itself.
Will that protect them against the negative that says box was damaged?
So that's something.
Will the added item specific protect them?
The added item specific.
That's what I've got. I put condition notes if there's no item new. Got a box already filled in.
If there's no item new box and your only option is to select this item as new and in the box. That should protect you. Let me verify that. I've actually never even heard this case before.
Well, because there are some categories, and I know there are some that say new other. There are other categories where that doesn't happen, where it says new and there's no new other. Yeah. So I think we can't have it both ways. If it's in the item specifics, we should be covering them. I know you have to verify that. Bob, if it happens to you, email me. I'll go to the mat for you.
Yes, email Griff if that happens.
But word of caution, I'm usually knocked out in the first 5 seconds. So,
actually, Griff brings us a lot of things. And
sometimes it works, yeah.
Carries a lot of weight over here.
Are you saying I'm heavy?
So nobody rolls their eyes when Griff walks in a room, that's for sure.
Oh, they wait. They do it behind my back.
No,
but not,
they don't, no.
Well, no, I've overheard them. I walk by and they go, oh, he's so sweet for an old person. He's eBay's official senior.
Yeah, but they come to you when they need to know something, honey. I've watched
it. I know they do. And then occasionally it pays off for them because sometimes I actually remember some stuff. So,
Bob, have we helped you today?
Well, there's your answer.
I didn't get to him in time.
I think we helped Bob. Bob, you're, I know you're listening. And if that happens to you, I don't think it will, but if it should and you don't get redress, you can always, you know, you can email me.
In addition to that, we also have this phone number, 888-RADIO-30, if you'd like to call us up. Or we have something new now.
Contact us.
Yes, the little Contact Us tab on the eBay Radio Player, the player you're listening to us on right now, has a little Contact Us tab. You click on that, and you can type into us what you want to ask.
I have a name for it now.
Oh, well.
You know you wanted to rename that?
Yeah.
Just say, For Shy Persons.
No. The For Shy Persons tab.
For Shy Persons who don't want to talk on the phone.
We're trying to rename that because it's so unwieldy.
Really, really, really good looking.
So we have Michelle in Vegas who wants to know how to get in touch with the Vegas eBay meetup group. And I will tell you to, you know, when you click on the little live button, you can also to the right of it see an archive button. If you go to ebayradio.com, there's a big blue archive button. You click on that, it takes you to our archive site. And then if you'll see up in the tabs, you will see seller resources. And if you hover over that, you will see seller groups listed. Click on that, you'll see two groups for Las Vegas, and you can get in touch with them that way.
Fantastic. So if we only have about a minute left or two.
No,
we don't have any time left. Thank you, music.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys. It was great you could stick around.
Thanks, Geraldo and Rich.
This open phone segment was sponsored by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630 at eBay Radio.
Selling on eBay is easier with Stitch Labs, inventory management for eBay sellers. We keep your inventory up to date and automatically relist for you. Stitch puts your inventory, orders, and shipping info in one central spot that you can access from anywhere. Not sure what items are selling best or what your sales trends are? Our easy-to-read reports will tell you. Enjoy a free extended trial at stitchlabs.com, discount code eBay Radio. That's stitchlabs.com, discount code eBay Radio.
Here's a smart shipping tip to make your eBay sales flow smoothly. Brought to you by Endesha, moving your business forward.
Reloving has broken out all over the world, thanks to eBay buyers and sellers. Every day, hardworking eBay sellers are saving the planet, and the planet thanks you for it. For example, selling a pre-loved camera means a new one won't have to be made, saving precious resources. When you sell an item that's been loved before, a buyer can have an entirely new experience with it. Imagine how someone is reloving a jacket you rarely wore, or how your nephew is enjoying that slightly used baseball glove you just found at a friend's eBay store. eBay buyers and sellers, spreading re-love all over the world. Now go forth and multiply your sales.
This tip is brought to you by Endesha.com/eBay Radio. That's Endesha.com/eBay Radio. Moving your business forward.
Inventory Scouts is a brand new company to eBay sellers. In a nutshell, they're an online directory for product sourcing, but with a few new twists. First, they verify all of their vendors. Then they show the average star ratings given by actual users. Plus, you can rate the vendors yourself. There's over 10,000 of them. Go to InventoryScouts.com. Sign up for your free account today. That's InventoryScouts.com for fast and free sourcing solutions.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 224.
Go from a selling mentality to a merchandising mindset. What does that mean? eBay certified education specialist Joyce Banbury is known on eBay as Holiday Market. She has a tip on what that means.
Learn to compete with the best of the best. I think that eBay sellers begin to understand that they don't want to compete just with other eBay sellers, but that they want to learn to compete with the best sellers out there in the whole marketplace. They're going to have to get away from focusing on sliders and bottom feeders to try and change your mentality from just selling to merchandising your material in a more consistent and professional way.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by Inventory Scout's Fast and Free Sourcing Solution. You're cordially invited to call us now at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630. Rich and Geraldo have left the building.
Well,
they leave a lovely aura behind.
Well, Chris Dawson was nice enough to hang up and then call us back again.
Oh, great. Okay. Hi, Chris.
So we have Chris Dawson, who is eBay Radio's international correspondent, calling us from the UK. Hey, Chris, what do you have for us today?
Hey, well, I've been listening with interest to the seller protection because we've been talking about it in the UK as well. And eBay have released a new seller protection overview portal, which is all linked from TameBay if you want to go and have a look at it. And one thing we have got, which I don't know if you guys over there have seen, is we've got a nice little flowchart on TameBay that shows exactly what happens when either a seller reports a buyer or eBay identifies an issue. And it goes through the automated process when it's referred to a member of the seller protection team to investigate and how it goes through the protection system and what actually happened.
So that's on TameBay.com. And then what do we put in the search to find it?
Oh, it's the top story on TameBay at the moment. So just go to TameBay and it's right there if you're looking at it.
Oh, live. eBay's new seller protection portal. Okay.
Duh.
If you're listening on the replay and it's tomorrow or a week's time, then you may have to search for seller protection portal. But if you're listening live, it's there today. Some other interesting stuff that's happening in the UK. Royal Mail didn't go on strike. And they've released their first TV advert in 6 years.
Wow.
But not to be outdone, eBay had a super weekend sale this weekend in the UK, and they had a new TV advert as well. And we've got that TV advert on TameBay as well in the eBay news section. So if you want to see what eBay talk about on television in the UK, again, go and have a look at the advert. It's on TameBay. Quick mention for my real good friend Jane Bell, who is she styles herself as the eBay anorak, and she's doing a talk in Aldershot tomorrow morning. So if anyone's in the Aldershot area and wants to find out about how to start selling on eBay, if they've got a problem, not sure how to expand their business, head along and listen to Jane. And then the final thing is, I don't know if you've got them in the States yet, but we've got new profile pages in the UK to replace the My World pages. Absolutely loving them. You even get to have like a cover, a bit like you get on Facebook. You can choose your own image to go at the top of the page. And if you've not seen those, the URL is ebay.co.uk/USR/, and then you put your eBay username in. So have a look at the new profile pages. If you've not seen it yet, they are rolling them out gradually, but you can actually go, you can go and tweak the URL and put your own username in to see them.
You know, it used to be that months and months and even a year or so went by before the UK got something that we had or vice versa. Now it seems to happen pretty quickly, don't you think, Chris?
Yeah.
And Griff?
Yes,
it does. Go on, I'll go. Yes, it does. eBay are rolling things out much faster than they ever used to. They still test things in different markets, so sometimes we'll get something first, sometimes you'll get something first. But nowadays, within a couple of weeks, it tends to go around the world to all eBay sites. And definitely, if something happens in the UK, it's probably happened across the whole of Europe the same day.
Well, that's very exciting. Chris, thank you. Anything else for us?
That's more or less it this week. I'm just looking forward to the next super weekend because there was loads of good deals on. And coming up to Christmas, I just know eBay are going to be doing a ton of marketing and getting their big sellers to have a ton of special deals. So keep an eye out for the deals weekends because you can pick up brand new goods at a fraction of the price, and they are really good deals.
Well, we will. And as always, Chris, it was lovely speaking with you, and we look forward to speaking to you next week. Thank you very much. Daniel in Front Royal, Virginia, user ID Karate25D. Hey, Daniel, what's your question or comment today?
Well, hello there, Lee. I'm pleased to meet you, by the way.
Nice to meet you. I'm a fellow Virginian.
Beg your pardon?
I'm a fellow Virginian, you know.
Okay, well, I'm pleased to know a fellow Virginian.
Yes, Norfolk.
Okay. Well, how about that? Wow. Okay. Well, I have, quite frankly, first off, I just want to say I am so glad I found you guys, because I had no idea you guys even existed.
How did you find us?
Well, I'm a seller on eBay, and I've sold four things and have feedback on three of them. And I was simply stumbling along doing some research on, because I thought I had heard of you guys having a radio show and it wasn't sure. So I was simply doing some research on that. And I'm totally blind, by the way, and sell things on eBay, and I absolutely love it. And my thing is, however, I'm not able to sell anything right now. I'm selling fragrances and I'm selling electronics, and thus far I have only sold one fragrance, and I'm thinking very seriously about dropping the fragrances, actually.
Yeah, that's a difficult category. That can be highly competitive.
Okay. I'm glad I asked you then.
So, Daniel, now, I would ask you to do this because we're about out of time for this segment. If you want, I'm happy to take a look at your listings and then send you some suggestions about either pricing or, you know, whatever.
And you know what else, Daniel? I want to talk to you about being blind and selling on eBay.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Will you send me some email? Lee@voicemarketing.com.
Yeah, I would like to see
that. I
want
to talk more to him.
Thanks, Daniel.
Thank you, Daniel.
We'll be back after this break. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
Scrambling for receipts to do taxes can make anyone crazy, and having to organize them with Outright, the problem solved, along with a bunch of others, like you saving time and headaches, not only with taxes, but with every accounting task you perform. Keep track of all your accounts, all your sales, in all your stores, automatically. No more shoeboxes full of receipts. With Outright, you're always organized. Outright, put your small business finances on autopilot, free, in the App Center. You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com, or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
You hear about the Bubble Fast group on Facebook? Shipping tips and tricks? There's lots of people there with great ideas for shipping.
Shipping tips and tricks on Facebook?
That's really what they call it, shipping tips and tricks. They already have over 1,000 members. Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast set it up to promote more community and shipping support for eBayers.
So people interact through their postings?
Yep, it's pretty much what the name says, shipping tips and tricks. Folks share ideas, ask and answer questions about shipping, and add friends who might be interested. They considered calling it Thoroughly Brilliant Shipping Tips, or How to Improve Your Shipping Chops, or Ship Happens, stuff like that. But so far, they've kept the name plain and simple.
I think I'll check it out. You say I can do a Facebook search for shipping tips and tricks that gets me there?
Exactly. And remember to let your friends know. The exact address is facebook.com/shipping tips and tricks. Just another great idea from Bubble Fast. I'll see you there.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Want to increase profits at your eBay store? Do what thousands of other eBay sellers have done. Purchase and resell store returns and closeouts. Genco Marketplace is America's largest wholesale liquidator, offering thousands of retail liquidation lots at a fraction of wholesale, including the brand name merchandise your customers want. To learn more about how liquidation lots can boost your profits, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay. That's GENCO Marketplace.com/eBay.